Welcome to Matriarchal Medicine, a sanctuary designed to inspire women on their journey to matriarchy by reconnecting them with their intuition and innate wisdom. Join us as we explore the stories, wisdom, and medicine of women who are claiming this sacred and holy role. In each episode, we'll uncover transformative insights and practical tools to help you create the life you desire. Through inspiring interviews and meaningful conversations, Matriarchal Medicine invites you to step into your innate leadership potential and create a legacy of love, wisdom, and resilience. Welcome. I'm Audrey Thorpe. I'm a physiologic and holistic caretaker, and I have been supporting women on their journeys and rites of passage from menarche through menopause and beyond for the past 15 plus years. I'm an autonomous traditional birth attendant, mentor, and homeopathic practitioner specializing in the feminine art of intuitive and constitutional prescribing. Today, I'm your host, and in this episode of Learn Homeopathy in 15 Minutes or Less, the homeopathic principle I'm discussing is the minimum dose. And the remedy that we'll be covering is Staphylos agria, which is my favorite remedy specifically when it comes to minimum dosing. So let's dive into what the minimum dose means. Homeopathic remedies are prepared through a process of serial dilution and succussion, which is vigorous shaking. The more a substance is diluted, the more potent it's believed to become. Homeopathic practitioners often use extremely dilute solutions, and the idea is that the minimum, or the infinitesimal, dose is needed to stimulate the vital force without causing harm. Now, this is the huge difference between using herbs and homeopathic remedies. So when we use a plant, if we ingest a plant, you would have more heroic symptoms and potential side effects. But when you take the plant, you grind it down and you allow it to distill into alcohol and create a mother tincture. And then add a small drop of that mother tincture to 99 parts water, you're left with something very different. And when you do this process over and over again, one drop of the mother tincture to 99 drops of water, succuss, and then take one drop of that to another 99 drops of water, and do that again and again and again, you're left with the energetic memory of the plant. By the time you get to a 6C potency, there is no trace of the original substance under a microscope. And when you get to higher potencies like a 1M, these are some of the most heroic potencies and are typically reserved for deep and heroic healing. Yet they're the most diluted potencies. A 1M can seriously knock you on your ass with the correct remedy selection. It can have a slew of side effects because it's literally gutting the symptoms from the root out. So for a perfect example, if a practitioner prescribed a 1M of a particular remedy for eczema, the client would be informed to expect possibly the asthma that they've also been experiencing since they were a child to come roaring back and in full swing for at least a few days. They also would be informed that, hey, discharges from possibly all orifices can also be expected. Because what so many of us have done throughout our lives is suppressed so many of the symptoms that when we do finally decide to use homeopathy, it pulls back all of the layers that have been stuffed down for so many years. Now, I was taught by my mentor, Wapio, the subtle art of feminine prescribing. So when I prescribe, I allow what needs to unfold and facilitate it gently in a way that facilitates healing in a slow, less traumatic way. Now, this can sometimes mean that it takes time and patience on the part of both the client that I'm working with and myself. But it's really easy when I've removed the ego from, oh, my client was healed in 3 days, And just simply trust that the healing is coming and it's unfolding in a gentle way as the body needs it to. Because it's so much more comfortable for the client. Now, since we're on the note of minimum dose, I thought it would be a perfect match to discuss staphysagria, as this remedy is one that I was taught to never prescribe at a high potency unless I'm able to hold space for my client in person for whatever comes up. The etiology for when staphysagria is indicated is ultimately suppressed anger. Now, staphysagria is also known as the divorce remedy. When women take this, they tend not to put up with what they have in the past. And when this remedy is taken, the anger may come to the surface. Now, I'm going to dive deep into that during my free upcoming masterclass on May 26th, because this is such a loaded topic. And the reason why I'm doing it is because it's been so relevant for so many of the clients that I've worked with. You can register for this free class in the show notes below. And if you're listening to this after it's aired, be sure to visit my website, audreythorpe.com, and I'll have the replay available for you as well. Now, staphysagria is a beautiful remedy, and this is the first remedy that I'm sharing here that is a constitutional remedy. So it also has a huge psychological picture to it as well. This remedy can be used throughout someone's entire life to help emotional, mental, and soul well-being if it's their constitution. And it can also serve as an acute remedy like the ones we've already explored thus far, which was Apis and Arnica. So starting with the Materia Medica black text listing, when staphysagria is indicated, as we already discussed, if there's an instance of suppressed anger, staphysagria is indicated. Colic, now that is a huge loaded topic in itself, but I'll continue. Staphysagria is indicated if there's colitis, cystitis, cystocele, humiliation, lice, rape, self-abuse, and I'm adding this here, specifically cutting and or suicide attempts or ideation. Staphysagria is indicated when there is sexual excess, styes, and surgery. Now, staphysagria is the number one remedy for rape or sexual assault. Again, I'll get into the psychology of staphysagria with my free masterclass, Staphysagria Righteous Anger. So for the sake of time and this episode, I'm just focusing on the physical symptoms. So staphysagria is specifically a genital or urinary remedy. It has an affinity for that part of the body. So it's also indicated when there's recurrent UTIs, like we discussed colic, but specifically colic in the intestines, head lice, irritable bladder, burning pain when someone is or when they're not urinating, and a sensation that a drop of urine is rolling down the urethra. Staphysagria is a great remedy after a cesarean birth or an episiotomy. And any time that there is a knife or a cut or incision made with a smooth edge, it can absolutely be added to your birth bag, especially in the instance of a planned cesarean birth. And I highly recommend using it in the days following an unplanned cesarean birth, especially when there was a cascade of interventions. This can potentially help the mother express the anger and I'm sure so many other emotions instead of suppressing it and ultimately it leading to so many other symptoms that will ultimately manifest from this suppression. Last but not least, staphysagria is indicated for irritable bladder, specifically with young married women or newly married women, or if you find yourself with a new sexual partner. Again, we'll go into all of this a lot deeper in my free class because this is such a loaded topic, but I wanted to at least give its indications as to how you can use it today. I think this is a really good stopping point for this episode as I go into this and so much more in my Homeopathy for the Autonomous Woman self-paced course with over 12 modules, handouts. I even teach you how to graft your own remedies so you never have to buy a refill of a remedy ever again. I have it linked below if you want to dive into the art of homeopathy from a feminine and intuitive perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, I invite you to join my upcoming free class, Staphysagria Righteous Anger, and my upcoming 3-month container called The Rooted Woman, where we'll dive deep into remembering our innate wisdom while exploring the following topics: women's anatomy, somatics, homeopathy psychology, traditional Chinese medicine, frequency, and so much more. If you learned something new today or want to keep up with upcoming episodes, be sure to follow, and a review would be so much appreciated as it helps others find me and learn as well. Until next time, I pray that you are deeply nourished on your journey to matriarchy.